from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Prabowo meets Shehbaz Sharif, strengthens bilateral cooperation. Government encourages local modest fashion to dominate global market. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. Presiden Prabowo Subianto met with Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif as part of his state visit to Pakistan. The meeting agreed to enhance Indonesia-Pakistan cooperation in various fields, including health. Rama Shidki Pratama has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto met with the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Shehbaz Sharif, at the Prime Minister's residence in Islamabad, Pakistan, on Tuesday, December 9th. After the meeting, Prabowo stated that the Indonesia and Pakistan are committed to strengthening strategic cooperation in various sectors, from health and trade to foreign policy. Prabowo also expressed appreciation to Pakistan for its support of Indonesia's efforts to advance the development of the health sector by sending professional personnel. He also said that he has given clear directives to his ministers to expedite trade relations with Pakistan to ensure more equitable economic benefits for both countries.
I've given instructions to my ministers that we will expedite the rebalancing of our trade relations in practical means, in practical terms, and be assured that we want to move as fast as possible in all these fields. Field of education, field of trade, field of agricultural cooperation, and science, technology.
Apart from the health sector, Indonesia and Pakistan also strengthened their partnership through the exchange of Memorandum of Understanding, or MOUs, and cooperation agreements in several sectors, including education, science and technology, and agriculture. As quoted from the official website, all these cooperation agreements serve as an important foundation for strengthening bilateral relations between the two countries. The implementation of this cooperation is expected to drive economic growth, enhance human resource capacity, and strengthen the contribution of both countries in maintaining regional stability. Rama Shidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Trade Minister Budi Santoso opened the Modest Fashion Summit 2026 in Jakarta. In his address, he urged Indonesia's modest fashion sector to penetrate the global market. Rizka Fadila has the details.
Indonesian Trade Minister Budi Santoso officially opened the Modest Fashion Summit 2026 in Jakarta on Wednesday. In his speech, Budi Santoso highlighted the achievement of the modest fashion industry, which ranked first globally according to the Global Islamic Economy Indicator. He stated that this achievement is not merely a success, but also a challenge for domestic modest fashion industry players to continue striving and growing. Budi Santoso asserted that the domestic modest fashion industry must be able to dominate the local market while also expanding export penetration to Europe and the United Kingdom. He believes the quality of micro, small, and medium enterprise products is now very strong, even capable of competing with foreign brands if supported by proper promotion and sales ecosystems.
Yes, MSME products, medium industry products are all good, and I believe they are not less competitive. Their competitiveness is already good. It's now about how our ecosystem actually functions.
Budi also outlined a global expansion strategy through the UMKM Bisa Ekspor or MSME Can Export program, which has facilitated thousands of businesses to meet buyers via businesses matching with Indonesian trade representatives in 33 countries. He added that the trade agreement with the European Union and a planned bilateral deal with the UK open opportunities for exporting Indonesian finished garments at more competitive tariffs, even approaching 0%.
Nah, kami di Kemendag ada program untuk.
Well, at the Ministry of Trade, we have a program for you all called UMKM Bisa Export. We have representatives in 33 countries. We have our trade attaches. We have Indonesia Trade Promotion Centers ready to help friends with exports.
Cukup nanti dengan Pak Farid.
Budi added that the government efforts can strengthen Indonesia's modest fashion industry, enabling local brands to dominate the domestic market while also appearing stronger on the global stage. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Natural resource limitations compounded by the impacts of climate change and global warming are increasingly restricting vital access to food, clean water, and energy. To address this challenge, Indonesia has taken a strategic step by launching the Indonesian Water, Energy, Food Nexus Roadmap in Jakarta on Wednesday. Putri Cahya Purnama has the details.
Ini Indonesia resmi meluncurkan peta jalan Web Nexus Indonesia.
The Minister of National Development Planning, Rahmat Pambudi, highlighted the major challenges facing the world, especially with the projected increase in the global population to 10 billion people by 2050. He stated that this increase will impact natural resource limitations, resulting in restricted access to food, clean water, and energy. In this regard, the government launched the Indonesia Water, Energy, Food, or WEF Nexus Roadmap in Jakarta on Wednesday, December 10, 2025. According to Rahmat Pambudi, this initiative is global in nature and is part of Indonesia's commitment to think beyond solely national interest.
Now, we are launching for what we call Global Nexus for Water, Energy, and food in Indonesia, but actually this is not for Indonesian benefit, but for all global benefit.
Meanwhile, the UN Secretary General Special Envoy for Water, Retno Marsudi, emphasized that the complexity of current challenges demands a focus on integration and coherence across sectors. Retno warned that if the connection between the water, energy, and food sector fail to be realized, it is society that will bear the burden.
But the reality we face today with our water, energy, and food can no longer afford that sectoral and separated approach. The complexity that we face demands us to focus on integration and coherence. When we fail to connect, people bear the cost. That is why the water, energy, food nexus matters.
The Indonesian government also hoped that the launch of the Indonesia WEF Nexus Roadmap can serve as a pilot project for the country in promoting green innovation. This initiative offers a model that can be replicated globally to address interconnected resource challenge. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar invited Muslim community to increase the utilization of Islamic philanthropy in supporting global humanitarian development. According to him, these efforts can maximize the power of Islamic philanthropy in addressing a number of global humanitarian issues, such as poverty and inequality. Nur Kamila has the details.
Indonesia Minister of Religious Affairs Indonesia Rudin Umar officially opened the 9th International Jakarta Conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, December 10, 2025, highlighting the importance of strengthening communities amid crisis. In his speech, Nasiruddin Umar emphasized the crucial role of Islamic philanthropy in tackling global challenges. He said the Islamic philanthropy holds high potential in addressing the challenges of poverty and inequality still faced by the global community.
It urged to us to move beyond more incremental improvement and embrace a revolutionary mindset regarding the role of Islamic philanthropy in addressing the complex global challenge of poverty, inequality, and human suffering. We stand at a critical juncture, and today I invite you to join me in exploring how we can harness the spiritual and financial power of our deen to look beyond zakah and optimize the full spectrum of faith-based found for global harmony and also global humanity.
Furthermore, Nasiruddin Umar confided that Islam offers philanthropic opportunities not limited to zakat alone. He urged that this potential be developed through other philanthropic efforts such as sadaqah or voluntary charity, infaq or spending, and wakaf or endowment, which have a broader scope. According to him, with modern and productive management, the Islamic philanthropy movement could generate funding of more than 1,200 trillion rupiah annually. He said that this amount could be utilized to advance shared prosperity and global humanity. Nur Kamila, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's investment realization up to the third quarter of 2025 has reached 1,434 trillion rupiah, achieving 75% of the government's annual target. Deputy Minister of Investment and Downstreaming, Todo Tua Pasaribu, emphasized that the government is now not only pursuing the volume of investment, but also adding the value generated through strengthening downstreaming. Ofra Regina has the details.
Deputy Minister of Indonesian Ministry of Investment and Downstreaming, who also served as Deputy Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Todo Tua Pasaribu, stated that investment realizations up to the third quarter of 2025 has reached 1,434 trillion rupiah. This figure is equivalent to approximately 75% of this year's national investment target set at 1,905 trillion rupiah. In his address at the Indonesia SEAS Businesses Forum 2025 in Jakarta on Tuesday, Todo Tua Pasaribu affirmed that this achievement indicates positive momentum in national investment performance. He stated that the government is not only focused on increasing the amount of investment, but also on its quality and the added value generated.
We are not only talking about the number of investment, but also we are talking about the value of investment. Downstream, in the same period investment, downstream industry raised around 431 trillion, contributing around 30.1% of the total investment realization. I think this is the number of downstream is really significant, since maybe around 2 or 3 years ago, this country is focused for the concept of the downstream.
Furthermore, Todo Tua explained that to ensure the investment target can be achieved by year end, the government is strengthening the downstreaming policy directions for 28 strategic commodities. This step is taken to enhance the added value of natural resources through domestic processing, thereby generating broader economic benefits. These 28 commodities are grouped into 8 main sectors. These groups include minerals, oil, gas, coal, plantations, forestry, maritime, and fisheries. All sectors are directed to produce value-added products that can strengthen Indonesia's competitiveness in the global market. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Deputy Minister of Creative Economy Arvind Umar highlighted the potential of Indonesian creators to compete on the global stage. According to her, this potential is supported by strong assets in the form of local stories and continuously developing creative talents. Therefore, she affirmed the government's commitment to continue supporting the development of Indonesian creative talents. The full report is delivered by Kiki Purba.
Dan mari kita jalan bareng ya untuk menuju ke mimpi yang lebih baik.
Deputy Minister of Indonesian Ministry of Creative Economy, Irene Umar, stated that Indonesia possesses creator with the potential to compete on the global stage. She believes this potential is supported by strong domestic asset, namely the power of local wisdom story and continuously evolving creative talent. She conveyed this in her speech at the opening showcase in 2025 in Jakarta on Tuesday. Irene Umar also affirmed the government's commitment to continue supporting efforts to develop Indonesian creative talent through various initiatives, one of which is through the Showcasing 2025 event. The Creative Economy Showcasing program is a structured workshop aimed at facilitating actors, filmmakers, and other performing art practitioners to produce high-quality science showcases. Since 2020, this program has equipped participants with professional visual portfolios so they can compete and promote themselves in the creative industry market through intensive training in writing on camera acting technique and productions.
Kita dari aircraft, yang kita usahakan sebisa mungkin adalah memberikan.
From the creative economy sector, what we strive to do as much as possible is to provide as many stages as possible, as many arenas to battle as possible, so that the experiences of our friends become richer.
Furthermore, Irene Umar encouraged Indonesia creative talent to utilize Indonesian risk potential to enhance their competitiveness in the international arena.
And I hope we instill this starting today as we journey towards self-discovery, self-love, and self-acknowledgement. That is the key to the success of Indonesian cinema.
Meanwhile, the Director of Media Creativity at the Ministry of Creative Economy, Agustini Rahayu, explained that the Showcasing 2025 event was attended by 800 registrants who shared experience about the Indonesian and global creative industry. This effort is hoped to strengthen the talent ecosystem and bring Indonesia work to the global market. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government continues to accelerate recovery efforts following the flood and landslides that struck Aceh, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra. Acceleration measures are being implemented across five priority sectors, namely search and rescue, logistic distribution, restoration of transportation access, communication access, and energy access for electricity and fuel. Anissa Audrita has the details.
Jadi ini sangat penting sekali lagi jalur darat untuk bisa optimalisasi pengiriman logistik ke daerah-daerah terdampak.
Head of the Data Information and Disaster Communication Center of the National Disaster Management Agency or BNPB, Abdul Muhari, provided an update on the recovery from the floods and landslides that hit several regions in Sumatra on Tuesday, December 9, 2025. He stated that search and rescue efforts for victims are ongoing and continuously strengthened with updated data to ensure logistic distribution is more targeted and meets on-the-ground needs. Abdul Muhari explained that logistic distribution via land routes is now the method being continually optimized as it allows for the transport of large quantities of goods with varied requirements. So far, he noted land distribution routes in West Sumatra are already more optimal compared to those in Aceh and North Sumatra, while areas still inaccessible by land are being served via air sorties.
Jadi memang untuk
So, for areas where land routes are now opened, we are optimizing logistic distribution using trucks because of the larger tonnage and, of course, the variety of dimensions of goods we can transport. We also don't have to worry too much about space or available room.
Terlalu mempertimbangkan space atau ruang yang ada.
Furthermore, Abdul Muhari conveyed that the restoration of land access in Aceh is progressing continuously. The North Aceh to Benar Meriah route is now passable by four-wheeled vehicles, and several other sections are targeted to become functional this week. He added that the installation of Bailey bridges at several points in Aceh and West Sumatra also continues to show daily progress.
The main conditions are still being repaired, still being restored. We hope that several collapse points can be backfilled soon. It is currently in progress, and we expect to see significant results in the coming days.
Additionally, Abdul Muhari mentioned that fuel distribution and the restoration of energy networks continue to be pursued using military aircraft. Moreover, weather modification operations have been reoptimized in Aceh, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra to support the acceleration of ground team work in those five priority sectors. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif commended the high trade value between Indonesia and Pakistan. However, he noted that the two countries are discussing efforts to make their trade balance more equitable. Ramashid Kipratama has the details.
Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif stated that Indonesia and Pakistan are discussing efforts to balance the trade between the two countries. He mentioned that while the Indonesia-Pakistan trade balance reached $4.5 billion, it is still dominated by imports of palm oil from Indonesia. He made these remarks during a joint press statement with President Prabowo Subianto in Islamabad on Tuesday, December 9th. The two leaders met as part of President Prabowo Subianto's state visit to Pakistan.
As I have earlier mentioned, that our bilateral trade stands at $4.5 billion, but more than 90% represents imports from our brotherly country, Indonesia, that is palm oil. We have discussed how to take corrective measures to balance this balance of trade.
President Prabowo Subianto's state visit to Pakistan received high appreciation from both President Asif Ali Zardari and Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif. Sharif even quoted the words of an Indonesian poet in describing Prabowo's visit.
Your Excellency, the great Indonesian poet Supardi Djoko Damono wrote, "Warmth lives in sincerity." So this warmth is out of sincerity, not out of routine protocols. And we genuinely feel that warmth today, even though the weather is getting cooler in Islamabad in coming days.
During this visit, Pakistani President Zardari conferred the Nishan e Pakistan Award upon President Prabowo on behalf of the Pakistani government. Nishan e Pakistan is Pakistan's highest civilian award, given to Pakistani citizens or foreign figures who have made significant contributions at the national or international level. Ramashid Kipratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, it concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
The flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Terbiasa saling cinta namun Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Cikondang Waterfall in Gunung Padang area, precisely in Sukadana Village, Cianjur Regency, West Java Province, Indonesia. This waterfall reminds visitors of the famous Niagara Falls. This waterfall reminds visitors of the famous Niagara Falls in Canada. Many tourists visit this waterfall, especially on weekend. Cikondang Waterfall boasts a powerful water flow, spreading about 30 meters wide with a height of about 50 meters, creating a grand appearance. At a glance, it resembles Malela Waterfall in Rongga District, West Bandung Regency. Due to its height and width, the waterfall has earned the nickname Little Niagara. Because of the strong water current, it is recommended to be cautious if you wish to bathe or swim under the waterfall. Below Cikondang Waterfall, there are several smaller waterfalls adding to the stunning scenery. The surroundings of Cikondang Waterfall are equally captivating. Throughout your journey, you can enjoy the sight of vast tea plantations and lush greenery. The distance from Cianjur City to Cikondang Waterfall is about 37 kilometers, with an estimated travel time of about 1.5 hours. Listener, since the area has yet to be fully developed by the relevant authorities, it lacks adequate facilities such as restrooms and prayer rooms, with only small stalls selling food. For nature lovers, your experience wouldn't be complete without visiting Cikondang Waterfall. The affordable entrance fee will not hurt your budget. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Diam-diam matamu menyepa, bagai tak.
merasa bahagia dan keserakan pada waktu hingga
listeners, welcome back to our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use it properly. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Development and Fostering Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is di Nusa Tenggara Barat. Di Nusa Tenggara Barat, which means in West Nusa Tenggara. This conversation takes place between Chris and Datil, a Lombok local at Seger Beach. Datil and Chris discuss the reason why the festival is held early in the morning. Let's listen to their conversation.
Kapan acara menangkap nyale dimulai?
Pukul 4 pagi.
Mengapa pagi sekali?
Karena nyale yang berkembang biak akan keluar dari celah karang pada pagi hari.
You will listen to a conversation entitled Yang Berkembang Biak. Yang berkembang biak, meaning which reproduces. After traveling from Bali Islands by ferry, Chris arrived at Pantai Seger or Seger Beach, Lombok Island, West Nusa Tenggara at night to attend the Bau Nyale Festival or the traditions of catching sea worms. Karena, which means because. Nyale, which means sea worms. Yang, which means which or that. Berkembang biak, which means to breed. Karang, which means corals. Pagi hari, which means morning. Karena nyale yang berkembang biak akan keluar dari celah karang pada pagi hari. Karena nyale yang berkembang biak akan keluar dari celah karang pada pagi hari. Which means because the sea worm which breeds will come out from the cracks of the corals in the morning. Menangkap, which means to cage. In the conversations you heard this sentence, nyale yang berkembang biak akan keluar dari celah karang pada pagi hari. Nyale yang berkembang biak akan keluar dari celah karang pada pagi hari. Which means the sea worm which breeds will come out from the cracks of the coral in the morning. In that sentence, there is the word yang, which means which or that, connecting nyale, or sea worms, and the phrase berkembang biak akan keluar dari celah karang pada pagi hari. Berkembang biak akan keluar dari celah karang pada pagi hari. Which means, breeds will come out from the cracks of the corals in the morning. The word yang, functions to connect nyale, nyale, with the phrase that describes it, berkembang biak, berkembang biak, which means to breed. Now, listen to some other examples of using the relative pronoun yang, yang, in different sentences. Pantai Seger yang terletak di Pulau Lombok menjadi destinasi wisata populer. Pantai Seger yang terletak di Pulau Lombok menjadi destinasi wisata populer, which means Seger Beach, which is located on Lombok Island, has become a popular tourist destination. Chris yang suka makanan ekstrim ingin mencoba makan cacing laut. Chris yang suka makanan ekstrim ingin mencoba makan cacing laut, which means Chris who likes extreme food wants to try eating sea worms. The people of Lombok have an annual tradition called the Bau Nyale Festival. Etymologically, Bau Nyale is the Sasak language spoken by the Sasak ethnic groups in Lombok Island. Consists of two words, bau, which means to catch, and nyale, which means sea worms. Bau Nyale means catching sea worms. The Bau Nyale festival is held once a year, as the nyale or sea worms only appear between February and March at Seger Beach. The people of Lombok believe that nyale or sea worms are the incarnations of Princess Mandalika, who can bring prosperity. Before we end today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once again.
Kapan acara menangkapnya Lady mulai?
Pukul 4 pagi.
Mengapa pagi sekali?
Karena nyale yang berkembang biak akan keluar dari celah karang pada pagi hari.
Dear listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia entitled Yang Berkembang Biak. Yang Berkembang Biak, meaning which breeds. We hope this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We will meet again with new lessons. Thank you for your attention. I'm Daniel. See you next time.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Bridik Spots. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here's the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
Tuhan kalau apa dia